When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, noon or night, dear readers. Welcome to a minisode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Tom Harris here sitting with Elizabeth Best.
Hello.
And before we get to your questions that your hot little hands have sent into us, what I want to do off the front is take a moment to reflect on our little show and thank you all for listening.
Oh, that's a bit nice.
I mean, our numbers keep growing, and Liz and I are performers by trade, actors, comedians, etc., etc. And we forget that every week thousands and thousands of people listen to our show.
Yes.
And when you picture performing in front of the numbers that listen to our show,
that's kind of intimidating. I've never thought about it like that.
Christ, we're doing stadium tours. Some of you have been listening from episode one. Some of you who are probably listening brand new to this episode as I stammer my way through a thank you. So to everyone, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm happy.
We are here because of you.
Yeah, and we're going to keep growing and keep expanding, hopefully, because of you and the work and love you give us. So we'll get to your questions. I just wanted to, just off the bat, open it up with a bit of...
Oh, that's put me in a nice mood, uncharacteristically.
Picture of the thousand, the stadia that we could be touring.
Picture everybody naked.
Yes.
I mean, that's
give me
not
a second.
Harassment.
There's quite
I'm
a
fine.
Few. There's quite a few to picture. Just getting through.
Yep. First 1,000. Now the second 1,000.
But yes, it is a mini-sode. We will endeavour to keep it somewhat mini after a lengthy open.
This is where we do your agony aunt and uncle thing where we either find questions somewhere in the depths of the internet or you write in and ask us specific questions.
That's right. Elizabeth, once upon a time we touched on what not to do on your Tinders, your Bumbles, what not to do on your profile.
Don't be on them. I mean, yes.
Assuming people are still going to want to use Tinder.
Okay, cool.
How do you win at Tinder?
Impossible.
Impossible.
here's my theory, and I'm sure I've shared this before. Tinder is like playing the slots, right? So you keep swiping and swiping and swiping.
Right.
And you can get ding, 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 jackpot, you win. But then you keep putting your money back in case you get a bigger and better jackpot down the line. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the house always wins. The house always wins. That's my pessimistic little take on it. And it's so addictive. The scrolling and the illusion of choice and the illusion of there could be a bigger, better thing around the corner is so alluring that you just end up destitute living out of your car.
But out in
metaphorically
the wild,
speaking.
Out in the wild, do you run up against boring information about me sections or not good photos?
My biggest bugbear is not writing anything and just thinking that your photos can sell themselves. I think that's rude.
Yeah,
and I think that
every human on the planet enjoys watching movies and listening to music. You need to go a bit deeper than just listing the hobbies that everyone has.
My other big bugbear is when you list what you want rather than who you are in your... Because for me, if you're sitting there going, you must be this, you must be that, you must be this, then but what kind of prize pig are you? Mm. How do I know what you are? If you're just going to dictate what I need to be, I want to know about you, and if I vibe with your profile, then I will message you. But I don't want to go, oh, yes, I check all of those boxes, so I'm going to go and write to him and be the princess of this story. I don't want to fit into someone's box. That didn't go where I wanted it to.
Well, speak for yourself. Yeah. But Liz, I do agree with you. That's a very good point.
You don't say that you don't have to say what you want, but, you need a good balance of explaining explaining and telling the world who you are, as well as a couple of sentences on what you're looking for in terms of long-term relationship, not 5'10" to 6'4" only, you know, weighs this many kilos, has this color hair. That's all superficial bullshit. And if you mention any particular physical type that you're looking for, I'm immediately out.
Yeah.
Not because I don't fit the physical type, because goddamn I do and you're missing out, but mostly because I know that you're going to be fixated on physical only.
But I think it's some effort. You've got to go further than 5 minutes into your about
me section.
It's a
job interview. You don't sit there and ask the CEO of a company what they can give you.
You're competing with thousands of other candidates, buddy boys. You've got to be interesting. You've got to shine. You've got to make your profile sing.
Yeah,
you've got to
just be authentic. Yeah. That's the only rule I would have, is be authentic.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Dating apps suck, by the way.
none of us are a gog or shocked.
If you own a dating app and you would like to advertise on this podcast, prove me wrong.
If you can
get me to love your dating app, then you will have our tens of thousands of listeners on board, because I'm the biggest cynic in the world. So if you can come to me with a dating app that I actually think is great, people will believe me.
Absolutely.
100%.
Well, absolutely worth it.
All right. I've got a friend that is sent... I've got a friend, guys.
Congratulations.
I've got a question that's sent in.
Come on down.
From a friend of the podcast. So we've discussed before, what do you do if you hate your friend's partner?
Yes, right.
What we haven't discussed is, what do you do if you hate your partner's friends?
Oh, right.
So let's imagine you found like Ms. Right, or in my case, Mr. Right, and everything's great about them, and then you meet their friends and they're obnoxious assholes.
Yes.
Or judgmental, or like too dude bro-ish for me, or they're just sitting there being like, I don't know. You know, that's what people do when they're horrible, don't they? They just go, all the time. But like, how would you navigate that, Thomas?
How is an interesting option, is an interesting question, because you don't have it, when it's the love of your life, you don't get a choice, right?
True.
You don't get it, if they have shitty friends, but this person in front of you is your fucking man or your woman or whatever that you're going to be marrying and having children with, you don't really have a lot of options.
Here's my line, right?
Right, sure.
You need to get along with their friends.
Yes.
Oh, their friends are actively treating your partner poorly and they can't see that. Yeah. And then you have to sensitively ask questions in a way that make them realize that themselves. You can't tell them that. But I think if you don't like your partner's friends just because you don't get along with them and they're actually really good for your partner, then you just need to sit up and shut up.
Yeah, so it's
put up and shut up.
That's an interesting distinction. Are they...
Are they bad?
Are they just terrible people, full stop? Or are they terrible or annoying people that you don't rub well with, but they're totally great for your lovely partner?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've got to figure that out first. But how you do it, it's not a fight for the faint-hearted. I am, hey, honey, love you, love everything about you, but all of your friends
are
assholes.
I have had to put up with some friends that I've hated before, to the point where they've made me physically uncomfortable. And I have ended up bringing it up and just saying, look, I love that you love them and hang out with them, but I need to let you know that this one thing that your friend said to me, and it really hurt me. And if they're your partner, they'll tell their friends not to treat you like that.
And
I
would assume that
you're in this together, so it's got to be both of you versus a problem, not a person.
And you asked it in a quite binary way. I'm sure the chances of hating or disliking all of their friends is you're bound to find common ground with one or two of them at least.
And if not, fake it till you make it,
baby.
Yeah,
that's right. So anyone at home that's...
Cook something delicious. Buy their love. That's what my advice is.
Well, yeah, is it them... You said it's about liking them, not winning them over to like you, right? Or is it too? Are they
Look,
same
I think,
thing? Or are they
I
two
think in
things?
Order to keep the harmony, it's probably best if you try and not win them over, because that's disingenuous. They might hate you even more. But that basically being able to be in each other's spheres is important for the relationship.
Mm.
Unless those people are garbage humans, in which case they're not good for your partner either.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Gee, interesting question. I feel bad for anyone that has to go or is going through anything like that at the moment.
That one was sent in by friend of the podcast, Gina.
Oh, thank you, Gina. Hello. Hello, Gina, and hope you're well. Elizabeth.
What do you got for me?
I have a question. I'm in a long-term relationship, and yet sometimes it feels that my partner doesn't make enough time for me.
Oh.
Thoughts?
Thoughts. Oh, very okay. Have you shared with them what amount of time you would like to have with them?
That's my first impression.
Are they aware that you are feeling this way?
Communicate the issue
first. Because if you haven't set the boundary, then they may have no idea that you are not spending as much time as that they are not spending as much time as you would like with them.
That's right. And you, in the question, they acknowledge it's now a long term relationship.
Yeah.
So for a while, the person A might have been used to spending, let's just for the sake of it, 10 hours a week doing other things with other people. But now you're at a point, but time has since gone by, and you're now, and person B's now thinking, hang on, I want more time with my long-term relationship, boo, right?
Mm.
What's happening there? But they're not aware that the rules have changed or the expectations have been updated or anything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. You've got to let people in. They're not mind readers. Your partner is not going to be able to read your mind. And if you don't let them in on what you're feeling, then they're going to continually keep disappointing you because they don't know what you want.
Mm.
However, if you have shared with them that you want to spend more time with them and they still seem disinterested, you probably need to have a chat about why that is.
Yes, and I don't... Every relationship, Elizabeth, will have different requirements for everything in every single avenue attached to that relationship. So I don't know what the base level is for spending time for some with your partner in a week. I don't. So
a lot of people, some people, like I know that with my mum and her partner's relationship, they've been together for nearly 30 years this month, which is very exciting.
Congratulations.
But my mum, and she loves it when I shout her out on the podcast, by the way, she's a regular listener. She's like, I love it when you talk about us. My mum is somebody who needs her alone time to recharge. She's an introvert and she needs alone time, whereas her partner is completely the opposite. But they know what each other's boundaries are. So when my mum says, I need some time, then her partner will go out to their other property and do some farming out there. And, you know, so that, you know, when they come back together, it's good quality time. But it can exist where couples have completely different time needs, but as long as they communicate and they know, then the partner who needs more time can go, this isn't about me. This has nothing to do with our relationship. This is just what they need as a person, and I'm happy to support them in that because you know all of the details. You're not freaking out that they're pulling away from you.
Yes. So agree completely, Elizabeth. So to relay that to the question and the questioner, there's a couple of things, a couple of checkpoints you need to sort of sort out first before you sort of go to next level sort of stuff. Is your partner aware that you're that of the new rules or the updated rules is a horrible term for in a relationship.
Needs.
Boundaries, wants. Needs, expectations even. So before you go
communicate. Do you know one questions episode I just want to answer everything with communicate. Next.
I'm sure if we ever want to do an ultra minisode, I'm sure we can I can just throw 100 issues at you and you can just bat them back in 5 minutes.
We will
minutes.
Do this. This will be a bonus episode.
Fine, fun.
All right. I think that's question answered. I've got another for you. Okay. So I broke up with my ex 4 months ago. We were pretty toxic together. He would cheat and then gaslight me about it. Mm. He made me feel crazy for a year and a half and I started to feel paranoid and found myself doing things that I said I would never do. After one night at a bar where he acknowledged a female checking him out, I dumped him. Yay! Sorry, that wasn't in there. That was just my commentary.
No, yes.
during our time together, I gained a good amount of weight and he asked me, does your weight fluctuate? Meanwhile, oh God, did I write this?
Did you get drunk one night?
Did I get drunk and write this?
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, I was very stressed and depressed. He would make me feel insecure and unworthy. When I would cry, he would ignore me and tell me, God, I'm going to cry, that I was overreacting. Sorry, someone else found this question for me, so I haven't actually looked at it yet. It's been some time now, but I can't look at anyone romantically. I feel repulsed by the thought of a relationship, but another part of me just wants a healthy one. I really want this feeling to go away. A part of me feels like I'll never have the chance to be in a relationship, a healthy one, ever. I look back and I feel really stupid about ever staying and letting someone treat me so poorly. I hate that I hate love right now because I really do like dating.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but there was a time after my really big, nasty relationship where I went out on a date with a very, very lovely Englishman, and he was just beautiful. And at one point, he put his hand on my knee under the table, and I flinched. And I couldn't explain why, because I was really into him and I really did want another date. And my therapist said to me, well, of course you flinched. You emotionally battered wife syndrome.
Yeah, like, just conditioned.
Just because someone didn't hit you in a relationship, if they've continuously had a pattern of abuse, then when you go back into a relationship, you're going to want to flinch at love. You're going to want to hate it. You're going to want to not have anything to do with it. But the best thing about this is that time does heal that. Like, yes. I've made a choice not to date, not because I'm scared of love anymore or because I don't want love anymore, but because the way that people date these days on online and on Tinder is just not something I'm interested in. I can't do it. I need to connect with people face to face. But if I did find someone face to face and they did want to touch my leg under the table, I'd be okay with it now, because it's been a couple of years and it's given me time. You will not feel like this forever, I promise. And you know, it's okay to let the anger flow through you for a little while. You've been treated like absolute shit. You've been treated like somebody who is a crazy person, and that is not right. And it will take some time first for you to get a healthy relationship back with yourself. Like, it took me a year or two to actually figure out who the hell I was after my relationship. So please don't be scared that you are never going to find love again, because you need to. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to? Actually, no, I don't believe in that. You can love someone without loving yourself.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, producer Zane wants to weigh in, and I'm very excited.
I think you're allowed to have been stupid. Everyone was stupid. We were all stupid kids doing stupid things, but you're not stupid now. You've learned those lessons, so you won't be stupid moving forward.
Yes.
Feel angry, but you know you like dating, so it'll pass.
It will pass. This too shall pass. Thank you, Zane,
and
for that.
My loving and warm reply to you, dear reader, but stern and strict warning to everybody else that's listening, is date when you're ready to date.
Yes.
Once you're comfortable, once you're safe, once you're energized and ready to date, then get into the dating pool. Stop dating. I'm dating someone, so I'm not even, I don't know why I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry on behalf of other people. You should be entering the dating pool knowing what you want and knowing what you know what you're looking for. So if you don't know that, and if it's not going to happen, you're going to be angry and bitter for a bit, fine, be angry and bitter for a bit. But don't take that negativity into the dating pool. You'll only fuck it up.
If you've been bitten by a shark in that dating pool, then it's totally fine to not want to go swimming for a little while.
It's okay. It's okay.
In fact, it's pretty smart of you to not jump back in there until you've learned a bit more about how to swim properly away from sharks.
That's right. You know, I'm not against having children one day, but I'm going to wait until I'm in the best position possible to have children. You know, just because you want to date doesn't mean you have to right now.
No.
It's okay, baby bear. You know, you'll get through. It's okay.
Come here. Auntie Liz and Uncle Tom will give you a cuddle and send you on your way.
But the rest of you, figure out what you want before you go on dates, so you don't waste other people's time.
Yes,
you don't waste other people's time.
We need to get an applause button, Zane. That's next on the list. I want an applause button.
For some reason, our live audience is very quiet today. They normally go nuts when we enter the room.
All right. I think that's it from us today. We've blathered on for long enough. If you've got a question, please write to us at ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or join our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group. And anything else before we say goodbye?
No, I thanked you all off the top, so
thank you again. And guys, if you feel angry after a breakup, that's totally fine. Let the anger flow through you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.